Kofres Kislev, 4th day Chanukah, Thursday the 26th of December. Rabbi David Tukentaft, Berov Am Hadras Melech versus Zrizim Makdimim. In the left hand corner.
Yeshekayach Godel, Shalom of Rocha, Afreilich and Chanukah, everybody. Always a big covet to come back to start your day the Torah way. And many thanks to Rav Dudi for inviting me and wishing him every bracha be'ezras Hashem. One of the Rabbonim of the Kirov organizations called me up one day on Chanukah and he asked me the following shaila. He said that I've got a whole group of Talmidim who are coming over at 8 o'clock at night. And a number of them, unfortunately, probably will not be lighting the menorah themselves. I normally light with my family at about 4:50 at Nacht. What should I do? Should I light with my family at about 4:50 at the time of Nacht? Or should I not light then? And should I wait and light later when all of the Talmidim come? What would you say, Rabbi Isai, to such a conundrum? So to light twice can't really, well, you could light as many times as you like, but you can only make a brocha and actually fulfill the mitzvah of lighting once. So you can either light earlier or you could light later. You're going to tell me that one of them should light later. Let one of them come and light later. But the mainstream is that really you're only supposed to light where you're going to be sleeping the night. And none of them were intending to sleep the night. I don't know if he wanted to have any of them sleep the night. I don't know whether he had space for them to sleep the night. But if they're not going to be sleeping there, they're just visiting, they're not really supposed to be lighting the menorah. So it's true, in a shul, there's a special halacha, like the Beis HaMikdosh, that people would be lighting the menorah. We light the menorah in shul every night. But here, this wasn't a shul, this was his own private home. So should he light at the right time, or should he light later to do it for the Talmidim? That was the conundrum. So, I was thinking to myself that this is a very similar shaila to many shailas, many classic shailas. For example, when to do a bris milah. Should one do a bris milah after the vasikin minyan? Because reason magdimin la mitzvah, we want to do the mitzvah at the earliest possible opportunity. Or should we wait until a later minyan where there will be more people who will be able to attend? Berov Am Hadras Melech. It seems to me that this fits in to the category, this shaila fits into the same sort of category as such similar shailas. We know that there are two principles, Zrizin Magdimin Lemitzvahs, that we're supposed to do mitzvahs at the earliest opportunity. There's also an idea, a posuk in Mishlei, Yud Dalet Chavtes, Berov Am Hadras Melech. When one does something with more people, then there's more glory to the king. When these two great principles clash, which is the one that wins? Which is the one that takes precedence? Now, this shaila, I'm assuming for the purposes of this shaila, that the time of lighting the menorah is not just at shkia time or at seis, like it was in the olden days. That would be the time when there would be people who were in the roads. Nowadays, many contemporary poskim, the Brisker Rov's name is mentioned, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and many others, say that nowadays, the time for lighting the menorah isn't just at that time when the sun goes down and the stars come out, but really because there are people in the roads till much later at night. So really, the whole evening could be the time for lighting the menorah. That's what we're assuming for the purposes of this shaila. And therefore, really, it's a clash between Zrizim Magdimin LaMitzvahs and Berov Am Hadras Melech. So let's speak a little bit, B'siyata Dishmaya, about these in Yonim and what happens when these two principles intersect. And at the end, I'll tell you what I paskened. And again, each person should ask their own rov in these sorts of situations. But I'll tell you, b'siyata d'shmaya, lefi'ani astati, what I thought. So let's discuss these topics. Let's start with zrizim magdimin lemitzvahs. We know there's a gemara in Yuma daf kafches, which is one of the main sources for this principle. Uvayom hashmini yimol basar orlosoi. And on the eighth day, you should do bris milah. Malamed shekol hayoyim kosher lamilo. Since it says v'yom hashmini, we know that really the whole day is kosher to do bris mila. Elo shazrizin magdimin lamitzvus. But those who are enthusiastic, they go right ahead and they do the mitzvah at the earliest opportunity. Sheneemar vayashkem Avram ba'boiker vayachavish. As we know, by Avram Avinu, for the Akedah, he got up early in the morning, he saddled his donkey, and off he went to do the Akedah. And so we see from here that even though Bris Mila really technically can be done the whole day, nevertheless, we learn from Avram Avinu that we should try and do it at the earliest possible opportunity. Why is it? What's the reason, the rationale behind Zriza Magdimin Lamitzvahs? There's a Ramban in Bereshis Yudzayin Chavov, which says that if a person does a mitzvah at the earliest opportunity, it shows Yiras Shomayim, it shows that you're serious, you understand why it is that you're doing a mitzvah. There's a Meiri in Hirius, Daf Yudom Ebeis, and it says that it shows that you understand what a mitzvah is all about. Rather than by dragging your feet, derech piruk oil, or mitzvah milumodo, just to tick a box. He says some people, they do a mitzvah, and they're doing it just because they have to. They're doing it because they have to bear this yoke. They're doing it because this is the way that we always did it. Piruk oil, mitzvahs anoshim milumodo. Right? People who are doing mitzvahs just to tick a box. If a person does a mitzvah with zerizus, if they do it at the earliest possible opportunity, it shows they're doing it because they understand that this is what a mitzvah is all about, to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm not just doing it for the sake of it. I'm doing it because I want to connect to Kudsha Baruch Hu. This is the reason for zerizim. The source for Barovom Hadras Melech, as we mentioned, Mishlei Perik Yudalad Posuk Kafches, that when one does a mitzvah, Barov Am, where there are lots of people around, Hadras Melech, it gives more glory to the king, because we're demonstrating that all of these people together want to serve Hashem. We see this in a number of different circumstances. The Poskim really bring down four different aspects of Barov Am Hadras Melech. And each one is slightly different. The first type, there's no particular order over here, but the first type is when many people are doing their own individual mitzvah together. I've got a mitzvah to do, you've got a mitzvah to do. Let's both do our mitzvahs together. An example for this is in Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, where it says that when the Yidden came to Yerushalayim HaKodesh to bring their Bikurim, they would do it with great pomp and ceremony, great fanfare. Everybody would be coming to do it together. Now, I could bring my dates at 10 o'clock in the morning, and you could bring your pomegranates at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But the Mishnah says that we all did it together. And the Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim, Perik Dalet, Halacha Tezayin, says, why did they all bring it together? Because Bereivom Hadras Melech. So the Rambam is saying that if you do your mitzvah and I do my mitzvah, but we do our mitzvahs together, that is example number one, a Bereivom Hadras Melech. Example B, when lots of people get together to do a collective mitzvah, the mitzvah will be performed not just by me and not just by you, but it needs all of us to do this mitzvah, then that's also Bereivom Hadras Melech. An example is in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Samach Dalet. It says there that on Erev Pesach, when they were bringing the Korban Pesach, the blood had to get from the place where they shechted the animal all the way to where they offered up the blood on the Mizbeach. How did the blood get from the place where they shechted it to the Mizbeach? So they had rows of Kohanim. And these rows of Kohanim, they'd be passing these containers of blood, they'd be passing them along, and it wouldn't just be one person taking it, they would be doing this together. Why are they doing this together? In order to allow as many people as possible to take part in this collective mitzvah. This is the example B, a Bereivom Hadras Melech. Example C is where one person is doing a mitzvah on behalf of other people. So I'm doing it and I am being mitzvah you. You're not doing it, but I'm doing it on your behalf. An example of that is Brachas Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, where Beis Hillel says that when it comes to Havdalah, you have one people making the bracha over the Ner, and when they're making that bracha, everybody else then benefits from using, benefiting from that light, but only one person is making the bracha, and that is on behalf of everybody else. In many families, one person makes Kiddush on behalf of everybody else, because Barov Om Hadras Melech, this is another example of this, of Si, where one person is doing a mitzvah on behalf of others. In particularly in Hasidisha families, everybody makes their own Kiddush, even though it's not Barov Om Hadras Melech, a number of reasons are given for that. One reason is because since it's a longer type of bracha, maybe the person won't have kavona, full kavona, to be mitzi the other person. Other reasons that are given, but classically this is an example of Barov Om Hadras Melech. I'm doing the mitzvah on your behalf. And then the fourth type of Barov Om Hadras Melech, which is the type that we're particularly interested in for the purpose of this shaila, is where one person does a mitzvah and all of the others are spectators. Everybody else is watching the mitzvah. And that is also a case of Barov Om Hadras Melech. What's an example of that? In Yuma, Daf Ayin Omad Aleph, where it says that people would come to see the Kohen Gadol and on Yom Kippur, and they'd be seeing him do his Avodah, and they'd be of the power of the Soir, and they'd be coming to watch him alone. It's very rare that people come specially to a place because they have to hear this Baal Keira. Wow, what a Baal Keira. So over here, you had, of course, the Kohen Gadol who was doing the laning, and people would come just to listen. And by doing that, Barov Om Hadras Melech, he wasn't being moitzi them, they were just spectators. And to be a spectator is also a fulfillment of Barov Om Hadras Melech. So maybe when all of these people are coming to watch my friends lighting his menorah, they are all spectators. Particularly over here, there's the Inyan Pirsumei Niso, where the actual item he's doing is specially something which is for spectators, which we'll speak about a little bit later. But maybe over here it would seem that there's an Inyan of Barov Om Hadras Melech for him to light him, when he lights his menorah and everybody is watching, that is taka, a fulfillment of this fourth type of Barov Om Hadras Melech. Now this idea that the Kohen Gadol lanes, and the Kohen Gadol does the power of a soir, and it's a spectator, we can't call it a sport, but it's a spectator activity where people come and they watch and they go, ooh, wow, and it's Barov Om Hadras Melech. Do we see this reflected in actual halacha lemaisa anywhere, that it's good for people to do this? So the Chazon Yecheskel in Yuma, Gimel Yud Beis, says that we see from here that it's a mitzvah to be at a bris milah, and one shouldn't actually, if one is in shul, very practical halacha, sometimes at the end of davening, there's some little fellow who's come in, he's going to have his bris milah now, and you think to yourself, should I stay? Should I go? Do I know the Bala Bris? Do I know the Sanduk? Is he going to notice if I leave? I'm in a bit of a hurry. And so these are sorts of, you know, sort of Jewish anxieties. There are sorts of a number of different, you know, our co-religionists, we have lots of things that we're not sure, shouldn't we? So here's another factor over here. The Chazon Yecheskel learns from this Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin, regarding the spectators watching the Kohen Gadol. He says that we see that that it's actually a mitzvah to be at a bris milah. You don't have to mamish be leaning over the moyel and like watching the actual job, but to be present at a bris milah is actually a mitzvah, and therefore one should really stay in shul. He says if it's a shail of bittul Torah, maybe one can leave, got to get away to start the day the Torah wait, for example, so then maybe that would be a sufficient reason. But generally speaking, one should stay in shul because of Barov Om Hadras Melech. Additionally, there's a reason al pi Kabbalah to stay in shul for a bris milah. The Tikkun Zohar also in Ayin, Tikkun Ayin, says one should be present at a bris milah, and all those who are present at a bris milah are kamakable pnei hashechinah. It is though they are receiving the face of the shechinah, the presence, an extra boost of the kirvas elokim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. So that is an example where even to be a spectator is something which is reflected in the halacha because of Barov Om Hadras Melech. And of course, there are lots of different general examples of Barov Om Hadras Melech of these different four types four varieties. For example, there's a Mogen Avraham and Arachayim Tzadi Samach Vov, where it says that it's better to daven in a shul where there's lots of people rather than just making a minyan in a private house, because Borovam Hadras Melech. Another example is the Bir Halacha in Kuf Nun Hey, Dibar Masil V'Yakova, where he says that when it comes to Limud HaTorah, it's better to all come together to learn Torah in a Chabura, because Barov Om Hadras Melech. So we see over here different examples in Halacha of Barov Om Hadras Melech, and especially this fourth example we've just seen, the Chazon Yecheskel about coming to Bris, based on this Gemara about watching, being a spectator, watching the Kohen Gadol do his Avodah, just watching a mitzvah is Barov Om Hadras Melech. So far, so good. What happens though when we have a clash of Zrizin Magdimin versus Borovom? We haven't yet discussed that. The main source for this is the Gemara in Daf in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis, Omed Beis. And based on this Gemara, the main source is in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, Omed Beis. And based on this source, the Chaya Odom in Klal Samach Ches, Si'if Vov, says Zerizim beats Barovam Hadras Melech. He says Zerizim pips and wins over Barovam Hadras Melech. What is this source in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis? So there's a Mishnah there. Ha'ov lifnei ha'teva b'yomtev shel Rosh Hashanah, ha'sheni maskia, u'bishas ha'halel horishon mikra es ha'halel. So he says that when it comes to blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, do we do that in Shacharis or do we do that in Musaf? We do it in Musaf. When it comes to saying Halel, whenever we say Halel, do we say Halel in Shacharis or do we do Halel in Musaf? We do it in Shacharis. So the Gemara is asked. So the Gemara asks, Maishno Sheni Maskia, what is the reason that we have the shofaris are done in Musaf, but Halel is done in Shacharis? So the Gemara says, are you telling me that the person blows shofar in Musaf because there will be more people who will have arrived in shul by Musaf? That's the way Rishonim explained the Gemara over there. And therefore, Barov Am Hadras Melech. Is that the reason that we blow shofar in Musaf? Well, if that's the reason, we should do Shacharis also. We should do Halel also in Musaf, because there'll be more people there. And what's the reason that we do Halel in Shacharis? Is it because of Zrizin Magdimin Lemitzvus? And therefore, let's say Halel earlier. Well, if that's the case, then we should be blowing Shofar in Shacharis as well. So why do we blow Shofar in Musaf and yet say Halel in Shacharis? So the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yochanan B'shas Gezeres HaMalchus Shonu, that there's a special reason why we blow shofar in Musaf, and that's because there was a decree, just like here we are, Hanukkah, celebrating our victory against the Yevonim. So too, whether it was the time of the Yevonim, or more likely at the time of the Romans, where if they would blow shofar during Shacharis, there would be Roman soldiers lurking around, and they say, we know these Jews, they blow the shofar at Shacharis, and they'll be standing behind the door, they'll be walking around, maybe in incognito, they'll be spying on the Yidden, and therefore, Chazal said, don't blow shofar in Shacharis, it's too dangerous. B'shas gezeras hamalchus shonu, too dangerous, leave blowing shofar till Musaf. By then, they're all back in the pub, by then, they've all left you alone, by then, the Romans have gone away, they've thought, okay, the Yidden aren't blowing shofar after all. So, therefore, when it comes to Halal, of course, do that in Shacharis, because of Zrizin Magdimin. When it comes to shofar, it's a special reason why we don't do it in Shacharis, but we do it later. So, what do we see from here? Which one takes priority? Zerizin. The fact there'll be more people there to do it later, that's not good enough. It's only because it's Bashas Gezeras Hamalchus Shonu, it's only because there was a special Gezera against the Yidden to blow shofar. That's why they blew shofar in Musaf. But really, says the Chai Odom, and so too Pashkins the Birka Yosef and Arachayim Yudalef Zayin, that we see that Zerizim is Odif, and therefore they both learn from this Gemara that if there's a bris, do the bris early. Don't wait till later, because Zrizim Akdim and Mitzvahs, even though later on there'll be more people. So far, so good. So which one wins? Zrizim. But not so fast. Because we see other poskim who seem to say that Barovam Hadras Melech takes precedence. So how on earth are they going to learn this Gemara? We see I found three examples where we see Barovam Hadras Melech wins over Zrizim Magdimim Lemitzvot. I'll tell you what they are. The Siyata Dishmaya. Firstly, there's a Bira Halacha in Tof Kaf Vov Se'if Beis Diba Maskel Elo. And there it says, when you're doing Kiddush Levona, better to do Kiddush Levona with a few other people. Ideally 10 people, maybe it could be 3 people. Ideally 10 people. Wait to do Kiddush Levona until there's a Chevra. Don't do it straight away early. This is aside from the issue of wearing Shabbos clothes and things like that, which is another topic, yeah? But do it Barovon Hadras Melech. Don't do it tonight. Wait until you'll have a minion, or wait till you'll have a few Chevra around. So Paskins the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. So you see, that according to him, which one takes precedence? Barovom or Zrizin? Barovom. He says, wait till you can do it with a Chevra. I'll give you another example where the Mishnah Berurah Paskins like that. In Simon Sadi, Sifkot and Kafches, he speaks of a local shul where they daven Shacharis after the Zman. They daven Shacharis late. So he says, what should you do? Make a minion. And daven Shacharis with 10 Chevra earlier. But what about Musaf? No, Musaf, then you should go to the main shul and join in. Because there are more people in the main shul. And Barovam Hadras Melech. So he's telling us that when it comes to Shacharis, you have to daven earlier because you'll miss the Zman. But what about Musaf? Should you daven now Musaf? No, no, no. Wait to do it in the main shul because Barovam Hadras Melech. Another example where the Chofetz Chaim is paskening, Barovam Hadras Melech wins. I'll give you a third example. There's a Maisa and Chuvas van Hogus, Chelek Dalad, Simon Reish Chavov. He brings a story about Rav Avrom Farbstein Zatzal, the Chevron Rosh Yeshiva who died in 1997. And he had a son, and he was deciding when to make the bris. And he wanted to make the bris of his son after Vasikin. Why? Zrizim Akdimim LeMitzvos. So he asked the Chazon Ish, and he said, Rebbe Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, I'd like to make it after Shacharis, because Zrizim Akdimim LeMitzvos. And we saw just now, that is the way that the Birkei Yosef and the Chai Odom both paskin, that Zrizim beats Rovam Hadras Melech. But later on there'll be more people. Said the Heilige Chazon Ish, no. Do the Bris Mila at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, that's when you should do the Bris Mila. And the Chazon Ish did not explain why. But what do you see from the Chazon Ish? Which one takes precedence? Barovam Hadras Melech. So far we've seen a Gemara that seems clearly that you daven, that the only reason you blow Shofar later is because of the special Gzeiras HaMalchus Shonu, but really Zrizim takes precedence. And yet you've got three examples over here, two from the Chofetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, and one from the Chazon Ish, where they both say Barovam Hadras Melech takes precedence. I'm scared if I stop now that you are not going to be able to sleep tonight. This is like serious question over here, no? It's a very serious question. Very serious question. I don't want to ruin your breakfast. If you haven't had breakfast yet, we have to answer this question. So I've seen a number of possible resolutions to this question. I've seen four different resolutions, resolutions to this question. Number one, Ramesh Sternbach and Chuvas van Hogus, in the same source I said earlier, he gives himself two possible resolutions. Even though the Gemara seems to indicate that Zrizin takes precedence, and don't wait for more people for Tekiyas Shofar, we just have to do it later because of the Gzeiras Hamalchus, but really Zrizin takes precedence, he says that over there in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, all of the people will end up saying Hallel. It's just that it would be better if they even if we would do Halal later, everybody will end up saying Halal. So therefore, it's better to do it, that really the Pshat and the Gemara over there, the Gemara there doesn't prove that Zrizim wins over Barovam Hadras Melech. It's just that when it comes to Halal, there will be more people who will hear the Halal. That all of those people will end up saying Halal. They'll all end up ending saying Hallel. It's just we make the Hallel in Shacharis because Zriza Makdimim LeMitzvah. But it's not that they're going to lose out from saying Hallel if we do it earlier. Whereas if you do the Bris, whereas the way that he's speaking about it, he's talking about in terms of the Bris. If you follow Zrizin and you do it the way that Rabbi Avrom Favshin of the Chazanish, yeah, the Chazanish said, do the Bris later. What about that Gemara in Zrizin? So Ramesh Sternbach is suggesting that Pshat in the Chazanish is that we only say that Zrizin wins over Avraham Hadras Melech if ultimately everybody will still end up doing it. But if they won't end up doing it, in the case of the Bris, if you make it early, a lot of them will miss out. In the case of Halal, if you make it early, it's not a problem because everybody will end up saying Halal, just not together. In the case of Bris, if you make the Bris early, then many people will miss out on being in attending that Bris. And therefore, in that case, Zrizim does not win. A second resolution, which is another one Rav Sternbuch gives, that's a bit more subtle. And he says, we're not going to have time to go into this second answer, but have a look there in Rav Moshe Sternbuch, in the source I quoted before, if you want to see it inside. Maybe if there's time at the end, we'll come back to it. Another resolution I was thinking of, and then I saw this idea also quoted in the Masifta, Gemara Masechta Shabbos, in the Oitzi Yunim, page 172. He doesn't give a source for this. It's as far I thought of, and he brings it as well. And he says that there are two types of Barovom Hadras Melech, and I think this is a very geshmaka answer. One type of Barovom Hadras Melech is where people are spectators of somebody doing a mitzvah. And it's nice that this person is doing the mitzvah, and we're all watching him. There's another type of Barovom Hadras Melech, and that is that the more people watching, actually, that connects to the mitzvah. Meaning that the more people that are there, it's not just a dovar tzodi, something external to the mitzvah, but that actually enhances the whole mitzvah. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. The case of Bris Milah, where they're all makabel pnei shechina. If you wait and you have Barovom Hadras Melech, it's not just that everybody is watching this Bris Milah being done, and they're all seeing that he's doing it. It's that when there are more people there, there's more shechina that's there. There are more people who are experienced. They're all kamakabli pnei shechina. There, it's not like it makes the whole Bris Milah more of a meal. It makes the whole Bris Milah something which is enhanced over here. And especially over here in the case of the Ner Menorah. In the Ner Menorah in our shayla that we started off with, it was all about Pirsumei Niso. If you're waiting for more people to come, it's not just that it's nice everybody gets to see the rabbi do his mitzvah of lighting the menorah. It's not just something external, Barovom Hadras Melech. It's that there's more Pirsumei Niso here. There's more Pirsumei Niso. There are more people who are experiencing the idea that the menorah is a light, remembering the Nisim and Niflois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us. So if you have a Rovom Hadras Melech, which actually itself enhances that mitzvah, and that mitzvah becomes magnified, intrinsically it becomes more of a mitzvah. Not just externally there are more people looking at it, but it's more of a Kiddush Hashem. So then that also is a case of a Barovom Hadras Melech. And the Shut Mekor Chayim gives another way that we can resolve these three sources that say Barovom Hadras Melech takes priority over Zrizin, even though the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seem to say that Zrizin takes precedence. And he says that in that case, in the Gemara, with people coming later for Shofar, it's only a Sofek there'll be more people later. It could be they all got up early on time, Rosh Hashanah, let's hope so. It could be there'll be no extra people coming later. In a case where there's a Sofek that there'll be more people coming later, it's a Sofek Rovom Hadras Melech, That's when reason takes precedence. But if you know for sure there'll be more people coming later, then you should wait until later and bravo Mahadras Melech. So based on all of these, I told this person that he should wait until later, and he shouldn't light at 4:50. He should light at 8 o'clock, where there'll be more Pirsumei Nisa, there'll be more Rovam Hadras Melech, and based on the answers that we've said, otherwise these people will lose out completely. Especially when it comes to Pirsumei Nisa, it's an intrinsic hidor, it's not some dovar tzdodi, and here there's no sofek, it'll be vadai that people will be coming later. And afterwards, when I had an opportunity, I checked out my ruling. B'siyat Dishmai asked the Gateshead Rav and also the Minchas Osha. Minchas Osha was in town yesterday, and I checked with them if they would have agreed to what I told him, and they both did concur. And so it seems that, but again, I'm not paskaling for individual people. Each person should ask the local Rav. It would seem from these sources that even though there are some who say that Zerizim Magdimim takes precedence, there's a very strong room to say, based on all of these answers, that Barovam Hadras Melech takes precedence. And remember, on Chanukah, Nisrashlu Ba'avodah, the people, they were weakened in their Avodah by enhancing our mitzvahs through Zerizim and through Barovam Hadras Melech. We are not being misrashed in our Avodah, but we're showing we care about the mitzvahs, we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the same way he did mitzvahs, in the same way he did Nisim and Niflois back then, so too we should bring Nisim and Niflois, we should be circled to Gulos and Yeshua's with Mashiach, Zibkein, Merev Yomein, Amen. Okay.